The news about bee losses over this past winter is better than the year before, but still not the best news. Gary Crawford gives us more.
According to a national survey, the nation's beekeepers lost just over 23% of their bees during this past winter.
That compares to 30% for the past 6 to 7 years.
Dr. Jeff Pettis, research leader at the Agriculture Department's Bee Lab in Beltsville, Maryland, says a 23% loss is still not a loss rate that beekeepers can sustain. Up until about 10 years ago, a 10 to 15% winter loss was the norm. As to why, with such a bad winter in many areas, though, the bee losses should drop by 7%, Pettis told us.
While parts of the country were really cold, there were other parts, California in particular, where the weather was actually quite warm this winter. So weather can play into it, but the truth is we don't know the reasons why.
Pettis says that over the last few years, there certainly has been a lot more bee research, more work done with beekeepers on better management practices.
We think some of these actions are certainly making a difference, but I don't think we can take credit at this point.
Also, he says 1 year of lower bee losses does not constitute a trend. Next year's losses could go back up. Gary Crawford, Washington.
Meanwhile, Pettis tells us more about a bee summit happening this fall.
Beekeepers don't have really good places to put bees, and so we're bringing together experts in the fall to talk about land use, improving floral diversity in the environment, ways to improve CRP land, and also talk about just basic nutrition and bee health, because we know that's an important factor.
I'm Sabrina Hill for AgNetWest.com.